Hi all, I am going to read a book, Ikigai, and the chapter is Stress, Accused of Killing Longevity. Many people seem older than they are. Research into the causes of premature aging has shown that stress has a lot to do with it, because the body wears down much faster during periods of crisis. The American Institute of Stress investigated this degenerative process and concluded that most health problems are caused by stress. Researchers at the Heidelberg University Hospital conducted a study in which they subjected a young doctor to a job interview, which they made even more stressful by forcing him to solve complex math problems for 30 minutes. Afterward, they took a blood sample. What they discovered was that his antibodies had reacted to stress the same way they react to pathogens, activating the proteins that trigger an immune response. The problem is that this response not only neutralizes harmful agents, it also damages healthy cells, leading them to age prematurely. The University of California conducted a similar study, taking data and samples from 39 women who had high level of stress due to illness of one of their children and comparing them to samples from women with healthy children and low level of stress. They found that stress promotes cellular aging by weakening cell structures known as telomeres, which affect cellular regeneration and how our cells age. As the study revealed, the greater the stress, the greater the degenerative effects on cells. How does stress work? These days, people live at a frantic pace and in a nearly constant state of competition. At this fever pitch, stress is a natural response to the information being received by the body as potentially dangerous or problematic. Theoretically, this is a useful reaction as it helps us survive in hostile surroundings. Over the course of our evolution, we have used this response to deal with difficult situations and to flee from predators. The alarm that goes off in our head makes our neurons activate the pituitary gland, which produces hormones that release corticotropin, which in turn circulates through the body via the sympathetic nervous system. The adrenal gland is then triggered to release adrenaline and cortisol. Adrenaline raises our respiratory rate and pulse and prepares our muscles for action, getting the body ready to react to perceived danger, while cortisol increases the release of dopamine and blood glucose, which is what gets us charged up and allows us to face challenges. Cave dwellers were relaxed most of the time, felt stress only in very specific situations. The threats were real. A predator could end their lives at any moment. Modern humans work most of the time and are alert to any and all threats, are online or waiting for notification from their cell phones 24 hours a day. The brain associates the ping of a cell phone or an email notification with the threat of a predator. Cave dwellers have high doses of cortisol and adrenaline at moments of danger, kept the body healthy. Modern humans, low doses of cortisol flow constantly through the body with implication for a range of health problems including adrenal fatigue and chronic fatigue syndrome. These processes are in moderation beneficial. They help us overcome challenges in our daily lives. Nonetheless, the stress to which human beings are subjected today is clearly harmful. Stress has a degenerative effect over time. A sustained state of emergency affects the neurons associated with memory, as well as inhibiting the release of certain hormones. the absence of which can cause depression. Its secondary effects. Its secondary effects include irritability, insomnia, anxiety, and high blood pressure. As such, though challenges are good for keeping mind and body active, we should adjust our high-stress lifestyle in order to avoid the premature aging of our bodies.